In the day's other news, the pandemic's human cost came into stark new focus with 1 million people dead worldwide. That includes 205,000 deaths in the United States. And the head of the World Health Organization warned there is no end in sight. We will talk with a top WHO official after the news summary. There is also fresh evidence of COVID's economic cost. The Walt Disney Company says it is laying off 28,000 workers at its theme parks in California and Florida, two-thirds of whom are part-time. The Florida sites have reopened, but with restricted attendance, and the California parks remain closed. Hundreds of thousands of students went back to elementary school in New York City today. Their return had twice been delayed. In Brooklyn, children wore face masks and had their temperature taken at drop-off. But Mayor Bill de Blasio also announced the daily rate of positive COVID tests rose above 3% for the first time in months.
Obviously, everyone is concerned about that. That is something we all have to work on together to address, and something that says to us we have to be on high alert to make sure we fight back this challenge.
Also today, the American Academy of Pediatrics reported infections in children have risen so that they now make up 10% of all U.S. cases since schools began reopening. Most cases in children are mild. The National Football League is facing its first COVID-19 outbreak. Three Tennessee Titans players and five staffers have tested positive. The Titans played the Minnesota Vikings last Sunday, and now both teams have called off practice through Friday. It's not clear if either team will play this weekend. In pro hockey, the Tampa Bay Lightning celebrated their second Stanley Cup today, played in a league-wide quarantine. They beat the Dallas Stars last night to clinch the title, and then they showed off the cup before an empty arena. The game took place in Edmonton, Canada. Part of Northern California is under a state of emergency after wildfires kill three people and burn nearly 100 buildings. The wind-blown fires spread across Napa and Sonoma counties and farther south into, or rather north, into Shasta County. Some 70,000 people are under evacuation orders, but winds are dying down today, and weary crews say they hope that that will help quell the fires.
It's been a long season. Most of them have been going since the middle of July without rest, from fire to fire to fire here in the northern part of the state. So we're doing the best we can with the resources we have on the incident.
California is having an historically bad fire season with more than 8,100 fires, 29 people killed, and 7,000 buildings burned. Computer outages across the country are under investigation. On Sunday night, more than 250 hospitals and other facilities run by Universal Health Services lost computer access. Employees say hackers demanded ransom to unlock the system. And last night, several states lost emergency 911 services. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 131 points to close at 27,452. The Nasdaq fell 32 points, and the S&P 500 slipped 16. The late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was buried today at Arlington National Cemetery. The ceremony was private. Ginsburg was laid to rest beside her husband. She is the 14th justice to be interred at Arlington. And the ruler of Kuwait, Sheikh Sabah al-Ahmad al-Sabah, has died at 91. He had presided over the small, oil-rich country since 2006. Hours after his death, his half-brother, the Kuwaiti crown prince, was named emir. Still to come on the NewsHour, we mark 1 million COVID deaths across the globe. How the pandemic is changing education across the U.S., an inside account from Robert Mueller's team, and where the special counsel fell short, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.